This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces advanced deeper into Gaza's southern city of Rafah Sunday, even as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel has not given the United States a credible plan to protect the more than 1 million Palestinian civilians sheltering there. About 300,000 of the 1.3 million Palestinians who fled to southern Gaza months ago on orders from the Israeli military to escape the attacks on Hamas militants in northern Gaza have now been ordered to move again, this time to the northwest of Rafah, to a territory along Gaza's Mediterranean Sea coastline. But Blinken told the U.S. NBC Meet the Press news program Sunday there is no specific Israeli plan to protect the Palestinians or provide sufficient humanitarian aid for them, and not guarantee such an operation would eliminate Hamas.
So the trajectory right now is that going into to Rafah, even to deal with these remaining battalions, especially in the absence of a plan for civilians, risks doing terrible harm to civilians and not solving the problem, a problem that both of us want to solve, which is making sure Hamas cannot again govern Gaza.
Blinken also discussed a report released Friday showing Israel acted inconsistent with their obligations under international humanitarian law in the war in Gaza. A conference of international donors held in Kuwait Sunday raised over $2 billion in pledges for aid for the devastated Gaza Strip after 7 months into the war between Israel and Hamas. The conference, organized by the International Islamic Charitable Organization and the UN's Humanitarian Coordination Agency, OCHA, said the funds would be dispersed over 2 years with the possibility of an extension in efforts to support the life-saving humanitarian interventions into the Palestinian territory. Addressing the conference earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged both sides in the conflict to continue working towards a